Well, hello. Okay, here's the thing. I'm gonna do something a little bit different. Maybe every night, maybe not. I don't know. It's possible. It's possible I'll do this and I'll realize I should never do this again. But I am fairly confident most of you do not know this, but I'm a bit of an insomniac. I don't sleep until really late or really early, depending. So I decided that I would just reach out to people who are maybe fellow insomniacs. Maybe it's possible that you stay up late, and the later you stay up, the more depressed you get. Or maybe you stay up late and you read a lot of books, and it's your quiet time. Or maybe you're just completely bored and you're just killing time trying to get a little sleepy. So here's the thing, because I don't sleep until really early in the morning, I wanted to take the last little bits of time before I go to bed and just encourage you a little bit and hopefully bring a smile to your face. So first of all, I wanted to show you something. I came into my office tonight and my daughter decided to put in my hat a gift. All day long, she was pranking us because it was April Fool's. So she put a plastic turd in my Happy Place Homestead hat. This is how you know that you're crushing it as a parent, that your child leaves poop, fake poop, in your hat. Second thing is, today we had a great day of just having fun. We'll probably talk about it tomorrow a little bit during our county route report. But for us, I mean for old people, the idea of April Fool's is exhausting. It's ridiculous. Like people who are like, you know, the next Harry Potter book's coming out. I just want to like choke them. That's all I'm saying to you. Say, you know, Firefly is going to do a new season. No, they're not. They're all old and they have Bengay on themselves because they have arthritis. Okay, that's not going to happen. So first of all, I'm super pumped that April Fool's Day is done because I'm pretty much confident that 2020 counts as all of April Fool's Day. So, but my daughter is all jacked about it. So she's been putting, she's been drawing spiders on toilet paper. In fact, I wish I had this. I would show it to you. Ella today put a zip tie around the toilet paper roll. I thought that was awesome. Like, it's already hard enough to get toilet paper, and she's basically taking the toilet paper captive and is not sharing it with anyone. So that's cray. Zay. Here's another thing. I wish that we had cameras rolling today, because today I tried to pick up a sheep and carry it to a pen. And I'm fairly confident that I almost had a heart attack. So that would have been pretty funny for you. My son Colby got a little bit of video, but there's so much butt crack. There's no way that we can share that with anyone and be allowed to do anything on Facebook ever again. You know what I'm saying? All right. So basically, here's the deal. When it comes to these little insomniac experiences that I'm going to be doing, there's no like point. Okay. So you can just get that out of your head. Like there's no, oh my gosh, I just learned something amazing. It's possible that you'll feel inspired. Maybe you'll think to yourself, well, at least I haven't let myself go like Chris has. And for that, you're welcome. Okay. But as a general rule, I'm just going to have maybe these moments as a chance to just get all the crazy out of my brain so I can actually go to sleep. So, I mean, it is possible that there'll be something of value here, but it's probable that it won't be. Do you see what I'm saying? All right, last things. So April Fool's is done. Great. Let's move on. So what are you going to do tomorrow? I don't know. I'm probably going to stay in my house. It's just driving me crazy, to be honest. Like I have a pattern, a ritual I like to keep to, which is like we go get coffee and then I go to bookstores, okay? And then I find books that obviously I can't live without. None of that's happening in my life right now, basically. So I'm actually reading, though, a lot of books. Books that I already own. So that's cool. Let's see. We had a great night tonight. We did a an interview with some friends of ours on their podcast. That was cool. And then we did some filming stuff earlier today. So it was a good day. I'm going to call it quits here in just a few minutes. I've been reading a book called The World According to Gart by John Irving. So as a general rule, reading doesn't necessarily make me sleepy, but it does help me to calm down a bit at the end of the day. But I'll still, like I said, just because I think this is the way I am, but I'll still be a little bit, like, you know, nutsy. And so what I do usually to try to finally go to sleep is I'll start praying the rosary. And maybe that's a thing that you do. For me, it works pretty good because I'll start praying, and it doesn't matter to me however far I get. It's good. It just causes me to meditate and relax a little bit. And then if I fall asleep, there's a small tea tradition, like some people think that the angels will finish your rosary for you. So that's a nice thought. Ultimately, these little kind of get-togethers are just going to be a little bit of fun and a little crazy. And it's possible if you have anything you want me to talk about, I will. You know, here's the thing. I saw somebody today talking about their hair, that somebody sent me a message saying that they're so upset because they can't go to their barber. Do you think I worry about going to the barber? No. Okay. I really don't even care. Like, what does a barber do? I mean, what do they really do? Right. I'm going to dip my comb in mint water. Okay. If I wanted my hair to smell like mint or mouthwash, I would just wash with mouthwash. Wash my hair. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like they have that glass that has like mint water in it, and they put combs in it. What is that for? Like, what is the purpose of that? Here's the other thing I worried about. If I do these insomniac kind of just little insights, that people are going to think that maybe I've drank too much. Okay, I understand why you would think that, but the thing is, I don't drink. I mean, I drink water and coffee. That's all I drink for the most part during Lent. So maybe I should drink and I could go to sleep earlier. I don't know. Kiko, I see you there. I hope you're well. I hope you guys have a great night. Maybe it's early for you. I bet there's some Filipinos and some people from Australia coming on, and it's maybe their little thing in the afternoon. I don't even know what time it is now. It's almost 1:40 in the morning. So, long story longer, you know what the problem is that I watch the news a little bit before I go to bed. So everybody goes to sleep. I read for a while. I'll watch the news for a little bit, and then I'll read some more. The problem is I get so jacked up and amped because of the news. The news stresses me out, and all of a sudden I just start thinking I have the coronavirus. You know, a small little... And I'm like, oh my gosh, I think I have the coronavirus. You know, I become neurotic. I'm already probably a hypochondriac, but all of a sudden, like, I'm watching the news and suddenly I feel like it's possible that that cough is the corona cough. Isn't that crazy? But I'm like that. I think that, you know, all of a sudden I'm watching something, I'm thinking, okay. That's right. When I watch people who exercise, I think I burn some calories while I watch them do that. So obviously it's working. You know, like, can you catch something by watching it on TV? Like, we watched the Tiger King series, and I'm fairly confident that my testosterone just went, like, through the roof. I was so intense. Do you know what I'm saying? Some of you remember I had a tiger shirt. I used to do these talks with my tiger shirt on. I'm trying to find it so I can put it up just to show you that there was a Tiger King before the Tiger King, if you know what I'm saying. All right. Anyway, I hope you had a great day. I'm fairly confident most of you didn't have a daughter put fake plastic poop in your hat. But whatevs. It's how we roll at the Padgett House. And for those of you who are worried that your hair is like getting all crazy, so what? Let it go, you know? It's like no shave or barber May and April, you know? Like no shave November. This is now no barber shop beauty salon March, April. All right, so we're going to all see... We're all going to see what we really look like, you know, when the cameras. I think I lost the will to finish that sentence. I mean, I was so in the zone of not caring that I just gave up on it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I don't think you can get this time back. Like, basically, I think you've wasted enough time, and I want to apologize for that. You know what I also realized is that I should have had this leaning up a little bit because it makes me look skinnier. And do you want to also, I realized I can't see any cheekbones. Should I? I think I should. I mean, I've been lifting weights now for about a month. Zero difference when it comes to my cheekbones. This is ridiculous. All right, be blessed. Stay in school. You guys are awesome. Kiko, go to sleep.